3. The training. Families are scared, and for good reason. Social mobility has stalled. The global playing field is getting ever more competitive. The middle class is hanging on by its fingernails, and the upper middle class seems harder than ever to reach. The future, since 2008, has looked more daunting, especially for young people, than at any other time in memory. A college degree, we hear incessantly, is absolutely indispensable. And, though this is more dubious, the more prestigious the college, the better. If you live in a winner-take-all society, you're going to want your child to be among the winners. But let's not kid ourselves. The admissions frenzy has been raging, in good times and bad, for close to 50 years, not 6. It is not primarily about the lower and middle classes seeking to rise, or even about the upper middle class attempting to maintain its position. It is about determining the exact hierarchy of status within the upper middle class itself. Fallows's 10-15%, the share of high school students who participate in the selective admissions process, may not correspond precisely to the upper 10-15% of the income distribution. There is still a certain proportion of strivers who manage to get through the door, especially from immigrant communities, but it does correspond pretty closely. In 2012, the top 15% of household incomes began at $117,000. The college admissions game, in the affluent suburbs and well-heeled urban enclaves where it is principally played, is not about whether you go to an elite school. It's about which one you go to. It is Penn versus Tufts, not Penn versus Penn State. It doesn't matter that a bright young person can still go to Ohio State, become a doctor, settle in Bloomington or Dayton, and make a very good living. Such an outcome is simply too horrible to contemplate. Hence, in the words of a mother who wrote me, "This aggressive suburban wasting disease, this high achievement addiction?" The pressure out here is ridiculous. Another mother from a Boston suburb told me, "It is obscene." While the overbearing upper middle class parent